Back on over to the hotline we go to talk some Oberlin Phoenix football with head coach of the Phoenix, Coach Goodwin. Thank you very much for joining us here this evening. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing over there?
Not too bad at all. Not too bad at all. Staying dry. Did have a power surge earlier, but hey, staying on the air, so that's all that matters. Well, Coach, your very first year at the helm of this Oberlin Phoenix football program, stepping in over there, what were a couple of things that, as you started, that you were looking at and saying, hey, okay, maybe I want to change this, that, the other? What were a couple of your initial goals upon taking the job there at Oberlin?
For me, it was just to, you know, build those relationships with those kids. With them having, you know, the COVID year, and then the next year, you know, having low numbers. So just coming in and building up those numbers and building up those relationships with those kids. For us, you know, for me watching film with my staff, we said, hey, we have to make sure that we have a mentally tough group. You know, with low numbers, these kids got to go both ways. They're going to be in some battles, you know, being in the LC8. You know, we got to get our kids mentally tough. And this offseason, we really did that. The kids really took well to it, and the results are paying off right now as we're getting ready for the season.
Coach, you mentioned your staff. How important are those assistants and the rest of the staff in terms of getting things turned around with that program and getting things moving in the right direction?
Oh, they're instrumental. My program wouldn't be at the spot it is right now without them. Having, you know, alum like Howard Chambers, who came back and is working with the wide receiver and DBs, having girls basketball coach and baseball coach, Brian Joyner, who brings the excitement, the passion to the game. And then bringing some guys I knew coming from Elyria, Steve Rannick and Darnell DePriest, who bring that rugged D1 mentality of saying, hey, we got to go out here and play it in GCC before. So again, these guys know about mental toughness. And then my quarterback coach, Joe Jenke, who actually played over there for Coach Ward. So knowing the ins and outs of this conference, those guys have been instrumental for me.
How's the relationship building with the kids been going? As you know, we kind of reach the tail end of the summer here. The regular season gets kicked off in about a week and a half. Have you gotten some good quality times in terms of, you know, learning the kids' strengths, weaknesses, bonding with them, all that good stuff?
Oh, yes, for sure. Again, you know, we come in early and we leave late, and the kids stick around. They don't want to leave. We've had some good times where, you know, we'll have some pizza parties. We have a water balloon fight. You know, we got that in. But just on the football field, I mean, these kids really want to learn the game of football. So we're in here doing X's and O's just about every day. The kids are staying after to get some extra work in. So I think they're excited about this opportunity to come out here and compete and show what this new Oberlin Phoenix is about.
Coach, when you were interviewed when you got the job at Oberlin, you know, your enthusiasm, I could feel it reading the article. No, never met you face-to-face and had the discussion with you. Has that enthusiasm translated to additional numbers with the kids? Is that starting to pay off for you a little bit? Because I can tell you're excited about the task that you're taking on. You're serious about it. It just sounds like you've got a plan in place. Is that translating at all? Are you picking up some additional numbers, some kids that hadn't been out before?
Oh, yes, for sure. We've had, actually, just even today, we had about 3 to 4 more kids. I think that, you know, I've always said that my kids, my players are my best recruiters, right? You know, I could go out and say all I can to show these kids what me and my staff are about and how we can give you an opportunity to play the great game of football and give you an opportunity to go out here and have some success. But the kids are actually going out here and say, hey, look, you know, this is something a little different now. You know, these guys really care about us as kids, care about us as people. And when you do that, and now you can use football as a vehicle to teach them about life and get them to the next level in life, whether that's, as I said before, you know, college, job, you know, military, whatever it is, kids really feed off of that. You know, I always say, you know, kids recognize the real. You can't fake them out. So, you know, our kids are our best recruiters, and I think that's just a testament to what my staff does. And, you know, I say we're getting a couple more kids out. Again, we don't have the numbers that we want to, but it's definitely higher than what we expected, and we're excited about it.
Coach, what's the key to bringing in more kids or having your players be your best recruiters? And you know, what makes them want to go out and get some more of their friends involved? Is it just strictly from a winning and a success standpoint? Do you try to make sure kids are having fun as well in that whole process? How do you balance that?
I think it's a mixture of both. Again, kids, they want to be successful. They want to be known as winners. Nobody wants to be a loser. I'm I'm the sorest loser there is. So I'm always trying to figure out a way to win and how to be successful. But at the end of the day, you know, there is going to be a winner. There's going to be a loser. But, you know, teaching them about life, getting to understand them as being one. My slogan here is family. You know, forget about me, I love you. I'm going to go out of my way to make sure that you as a kid are always, you know, taken care of and make sure that you're fed and whatever it needs to be so that you as the young man is ready for life. And I think the kids feed off that, and all my staff does that. And so that just makes them want to go out there, and now, you know, they get to play a game that they love as a little kid and play it out in the backyard. And now they get to go do it under Friday Night Lights. You know, who wouldn't want to do that? But I think they were just looking for some people that wanted to care about them and push them. Don't get me wrong. We have some tough love over here. We want to see you be successful. We want you to do the right things. But we build those relationships so that we can push them to that next level.
Coach, your seniors this year, and three in particular that I sort of have circled on the roster, Isaac Thompson, Jordan Parker, and Isaiah Jones-Smith. How instrumental are those three in terms of getting some of those younger guys up to speed and leading this program in the right direction this year?
Well, you know, first off, Isaac Thompson, that's our big man. You can't look past him. He's going to be really instrumental for us in the trenches and also being a mismatch as a tight end wide receiver. Jordan Parker has been just an overall blessing for me as a first-time head coach. He's been a leader on and off the field, in first man in, last man out. He's really brought the energy and just that leadership that the kids need. And then the last young man, please don't say he's a senior because I need him for one more year. He'll be a junior this year, Isaiah Jones-Smith. He's going to be electrifying for us. He's just a raw, natural athlete. He's going to be all over the field at all positions. So he's one that you're going to have to try to find his number and key on him because he's going to be a great one this year.
Fantastic stuff. My apologies to him at his junior, Isaiah Jones-Smith there. So, Coach, we appreciate the time this evening. Thank you very much for letting us know how this Phoenix football program is shaping up for 2022. I know expectations for you and your staff are certainly very high, I'm assuming, for this year, and we're certainly excited here at WEOL to see where you take this football program. So, Coach Goodwin, thank you again very much for the time. We always appreciate it, and I'm sure I'll be pestering you some more for some interviews for our Friday Night Forecast show here soon.
Sounds great. Appreciate you, fellas.
Good luck,
Coach. Thank you, Coach.